in any conference where it's put up or shut up. Can we emerge from both yesterday and to put in words where we agree on what should happen next? And that's where there's a high expectation that we'll never get past. The enthusiasm of yesterday will scatter to the winds and go home and say we had a great meeting in Pittsburgh. But there is something that happened yesterday. January, Pittsburgh. This is not someplace that was necessarily on your agenda. We have a real... the bell is tolling for us. Let's put it that way. We have to now put all our skills into practice and hammer out where we agree with regard to community action and a research agenda. We're going to break you up into concurrent working groups, and by basically when we get to the point, we'll do a show of hands, and based on the size, we'll decide what rooms. The other rooms is a little bit smaller. When you think about who are we preparing these recommendations for, look around the room. You're preparing the recommendations for each other. Where can we agree? Don't worry about NIH. Don't worry about the academic deans, the associations, the schools of public health, the politicians. Where can we agree? And once we decide where we can agree, we can do the translation in the NIH language. We can do the translation into the policy language. But if we cannot find out where we agree across the different ethnic groups, across the different disciplines and the different domains that we come from, we'll never. This will just be a meeting in Pittsburgh in the winter. We have assembled some great conductors to lead the small groups. They are facilitators. They're not there to give speeches. They are there to create the environment to pull out of you what you think the next steps are. We have a recorder. All that information will be brought back here for our closing session, where we will try to summarize and synthesize, and then our staff, my commitment to you is do all the legwork. We're going to staff this entire effort. Our staff will clean it up, send it out for review by all of you, post it on the web, all the ways in which we can have true consensus, and then begin implementing the action steps in a timeline with achievable goals, and hold ourselves accountable to making a difference. Now, I'm going to ask Phil Hallen, come on up here with me, and we're going to we're going to go ahead and get started here. You should know that I don't know what the final head count was, but whatever the head count was in the room, thousands of households now know about what happened here. Two TV stations, the NBC affiliate and the CBS affiliate, covered the activities from yesterday. All three of the newspapers, the Pittsburgh Courier, which is the black newspaper, the Tribune Review, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which is the largest newspaper in the region, all had reporters, all did interviews with some of you, and one of the major radio stations, WHAMO, did a telephone interview. That's thousands of households now know that we're here. The headline in one of the papers said, medical scholars. So we already know we need to work with the reporters to know the difference between medicine and public health. You know, even though our agenda had nothing about disease, they still like to put that out there as the buzzword that gets people's attention. They we're credible because we're medical scholars, and that's the education job that we have ahead of us. So I'm going to let Phil Hallen introduce Morton Coleman, who will be the facilitator for the Mapping a Community Action Agenda, and then I'll introduce Hedy Amatani, who will facilitate the mapping the research agenda. We'll find out from a head count what rooms we're going to break to, but I want you to see where we're going and how we're going to try to get there. And before we break up, we'll have any burning questions that you might have before we leave, and then realize that we will be coming back together.
First thing, let me just... excuse me. Good morning. let's just get the local national breakdown for quick, because there are people in here today that were not with us yesterday. So how many of our... I'll put the out-of-town guests, out-of-town experts and so on. Here we are. How about local folks? All right. Yeah, we have... And how many local folks were there yesterday? Okay. Wait a minute, that's more than... I've got to just say a word about Mo. Not that he needs an introduction. I mean, facilitators never get introductions. They're just, you know, they're facilitators. But I do want to say something about Mo because it ties in with a number of other folks that are in the room. And what we have to recognize is that you have here a kind of a pyramid of Pittsburgh talent that reaches back into the 60s, and that there are most of the people in this room have in one way or another been involved in either the civil rights movement or medical activities, free clinics, you know, all of the things that we all recognize were part of this trajectory that brought us here today. And Mo in particular represents that. In the in the 60s, there was a group of five or six players, which Mo was one, I was one, Dave Epperson, who is the Dean of Social Work, was another, and these were the people that really helped shape the poverty program agenda for the city of Pittsburgh. Mo was the leader of that band. In addition to that, he also played a lot of basketball right up where you were last night. He grew up in the Hill, worked the Irene Coffin Center, which is what Hill House was known as before it merged, and spent half of his life on the Hill. There's nobody in Pittsburgh, except Larry Glasgow, maybe, that knows more about the Hill than Mo Coleman. Then he went off and got a Ph.D. and was a dean of social work at the University of Connecticut for a while, and he came back here as professor of social work and started a thing called the Institute of Politics, and that's the critical part here that that's why we asked him to take part in this. So, and then, like many of the rest of us, he sort of, well, he didn't throw in the towel. There was a big towel waved in front of him, so he took it, took a little early retirement, and so he and I are kind of, we're at loose ends. Neither of us have anything to do these days, right? So we get the two of us get together and have lunch once a week just to commiserate if there's nothing to do in our lives. So anyway, that's Mo Coleman. He's going to be the facilitator in here, and why don't you introduce Hitty? I should say something else. A couple of other people too. Ralph Bangs. We have a University Center for Urban Research here, and Ralph Bangs is part of that. He's a very important player locally. You heard from Carolyn Acker last night, a historian of public health, person that sort of single-handedly put the needle exchange programs here together. Buford Longest, you did hear from yesterday, other faculty people, who am I missing, that's part of this sort of extra-university fabric. I'm looking around. Ken Thompson, psychiatrist, working in fact, his one of the offices that he works out of is in Hill House. And who else? Is that sort of good? And Robbie is here, yes, yep, in the back, School of Social Work. It's also important to remember that both Mo and Hitty, who are going to be facilitators, are part of the School of School of Social Work. And as I mentioned yesterday, this man shares the chair, the Allen chair, with the School of Social Work. So it's unfortunate that Dave Epperson's really quite sick, really bad flu, so he couldn't be here. Anyway, that's what we're surrounded. That's what you folks from out of town are surrounded with here locally.
And Mo, just come up. I want everyone to see you. I want Petey, come up, please. Ken Jaros, come up. Please stand with me. Willow Dawswell, please come up and stand with me. I saw Jan Jernigan come in. We've got people sometimes doing double duty. If Jan's here, please come up and stand with me. I may get it wrong, so I'll let Hedy and the others just add the details. Edie Amatani is professor in the School of Social Work and an associate dean for research. And part of what we're doing here at this School of Public Health is bringing the School of Public Health and the School of Social Work into intimate contact and cross-fertilization. Their expertise and respect in the community in terms of organizing is tremendous. The School of Public Health's NIH research portfolio is tremendous. We're trying to bring those things together that help us do a much better job in meeting the needs of the community. So, Hedy and Ken Jaros is associate professor in the School of Social. Ken, raise your hand so they know. School of Public Health with a joint appointment in the School of Social Work, and he runs the joint MPH-MSW. Did I get that right? PhD in Social Work, MPH program. These are the concrete ways in which we're bringing the two schools together. Jan Jernigan is a assistant professor in the Department of Health Services Administration, Graduate School of Public Health, and does work in the area of substance abuse prevention. Willa Dalzwell is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing. So there's the other School of the Health Sciences that we're trying to bring. So all these kinds of relationships, no dean, no administrator can say work with that school. It's all about the relationships, all about the faculty contacts that you make. And they're all here after the out-of-towners go home to work up the raw material that you're leaving behind. We are going to be the ones staffing this initiative. So give them a hand now. Now, any of you could end up in the research, or any of you could end up in community. It's a toss-up, but we do need to make a decision. Let's just, for a show of hands, how many of you find yourselves this morning saying, I'm going to go to the Mapping Community Action? Raise your hand. And Angela, just kind of get a hit look. Okay. Now, if you say, no, I'm going to the research. I'm going to Mapping Community. I'm going to do the research. Okay. So the research group will be in Carnegie, okay, when we break, which is just right across the hall. And if you're in the community, stay right here. When we reconvene for the final session of the day, we all come back to this room. Now, before you break up, burning issues, overnight dreams, something of that just came to you that would help keep us on track. The floor is open. Nancy. Definitely. I think that's excellent. A lot of groups get bogged down trying to convince one side to agree. You don't have to come to consensus, but you can agree to disagree. Excellent. And that way we'll know what some of the issues are that potentially divide us. Heather, I'm going to do a little sweep. Now's the time. Thank you very much. Please go to your rooms.